Wherever cancer is, Hancock Health will fight. In any part of you and in all corners of East Central Indiana. From Indianapolis to Greenfield to Knightstown and beyond. From hospital rooms to family rooms, we fight. With technology and medicine. With care backed by the wisdom of Mayo Clinic. For you, for your family, and for your future. We fight cancer here. HancockHealth.org/cancer.
Okay, so let's talk about this latest Gallup poll, and they were asking Americans, who do you think is more trustworthy in their judgment? Joe Biden used to come out on top of this question, but now it is Donald Trump.
How's it worded?
Oh, I don't have the exact question
But what was the question?
The question is, who do you view as having better judgment?
Oh, okay.
Is it Joe Biden or is it Donald Trump? And Joe Biden has gone from in 2020, where he ranked at 52%, he's now down to 39%.
And what's Trump? Does it say?
48-49. So he's remained the same, but it's Joe Biden who's taking the dip.
Yeah, and what was Biden's again? It was from what?
It was 52 in 2020.
Uh-huh.
It's now down to 39.
Okay. So there's a very famous Saturday Night Live skit, and this would have been for the 88 presidential race. So it was Dukakis against Bush. And Saturday Night Live did a skit after one of the debates where Dana Carvey is playing Bush and John Lovitz is playing Dukakis. And they ask Dana Carvey some question. And Dana Carvey was just phenomenal as George W. Bush. And he George H.W. Bush. And he gives this meandering, I mean, obviously meant to be hilarious, nonsensical answer that were very similar to like answers Bush was giving on the stump and in these debates. And it goes on for several minutes giving this bizarro answer. And finally, they just cut to John Lovitz's Dukakis. And he just goes, I can't believe I'm losing to this guy. And that had to be Trump in 2020. It's like, really? Biden is winning on judgment?
On judgment? I can't believe it. Okay, so yesterday, big event. All over the country, 32 million people witnessed that eclipse, but yet Joe Biden was giving a speech in Wisconsin. Who's in Wisconsin?
Who stopped, yeah.
Who's in Wisconsin going, do I want to watch the total solar eclipse or do I want to hear Joe Biden speak? But he decided he was going to say some stuff. And like usual, he was saying to the audience, however many were there, that he was his first in the family to go to college.
I, like an awful lot of people in this audience, was the first in my family to go to college and watch my dad struggle to help me get there. And my grandfather, Finnegan Scranton, would really be proud of me right now. No, I'm not joking. He would. Father, he's an All-American football player, John, in Santa Clara.
Okay, so which is it? Was Joe Biden the first to go to college in his family, or did his grandfather play college and was an All-American?
There's some deal with that, too, though, that there's no proof. His grandfather, didn't we do a segment on this last year that there's no proof his grandfather, he may have like been on the team, but there's no proof that he was an All-American or even a player or even played. There's no, like, people have struggled for many years to track down that his grandfather even played college football, much less was a great college football
player. All-American.
Right.
But which one is it? Well, in one sense, he's saying he was the first to go to college, and in previous, you know, stops, he said how proud he was of his dad for being an All-American in college.
But his whole life is
Which one is it?
But Casey, that's the point, is his whole life he's been doing this and he's been getting away with it. It's second nature to him. Some of the stuff is that he's lost his marbles, but he's been lying for years. I mean, he had a presidential race totally derailed in the 80s because he was a cheater and a liar. This is what this guy does. And the problem with this, and I used to see this for years and years and years when I worked in politics and around politics, and it always blew my mind. These people will go, like these congressmen and senators will go to these events, and people line up to want to shake their hand and kiss their ass and say nice things to them. And I always used to sit there like, why? These people work for you. They should be kissing your ass and saying nice things to you. But the problem is they get this treatment for all these years, and no matter what they say, they never get challenged on it. And the local media is either too incompetent or too afraid to go, oh, that doesn't make any sense. And so he's done this his whole life. He doesn't even know what the truth is anymore, Casey.
Okay, so another thing that happened during this stop was, you know, he was vowing again to cancel student debt for tens of millions of Americans. And here he is bragging about the Supreme Court on his scheme to cancel student debt.
Tens of millions of people's debt was literally about to get canceled. But then some of my Republican friends and elected officials and special interests sued us, and the Supreme Court blocked us. But that didn't, that didn't stop us. No, I mean it sincerely. We continue to find alternatives past to reduce student debt payments.
Mm-hmm. So no matter what the Supreme Court says, he's just going to keep on going. By the way, no coincidence that he was in Madison, Wisconsin, delivering this student debt relief program. The student body population is over 50,000 there.
But don't forget, Democrats are the kings and have been for well over 100 years now of ignoring the Supreme Court. Remember, it was Andrew Jackson, the Democrat, who they still name their dinners after, the Jackson, their version of Lincoln Day dinners are Jefferson Jackson dinners, famously said to the Supreme Court, "You've made your ruling, now let's see you enforce it,"
right,
as he was kicking the Native Americans off their land.